On the way in here, I heard bits and pieces of a shooting tragedy, I believe in Minneapolis, at a Catholic church, Catholic school. I didn't get the whole details. The question, of course, becomes, why is this happening? Why is this becoming somewhat regular, tragically regular in our culture? And there are those who point to one aspect, and they exaggerate that aspect. The individual has a history of mental disorder. They point to the fact that we're not treating folks with mental disorders properly, not enough intervention. If it was committed with a gun, they point to the guns, and they say it's easy access to guns. It's much more complex than that, in my opinion. If you look at it from above, like a psychological drone flying over it. I've been called a psychological drone. I see so many factors entering in. I look back 50, 60 years ago. You could go to an airport and you could stand at the gate. Nobody checked you for anything. 50, 60 years ago, you just walked into a building. If you're gone into the county seat, you just walked in. You didn't have to be screened. Now we just take it routinely everywhere that you have to be screened. The schools are fortified. We're not talking 200 years ago and it's changed. We're talking two generations ago and it's changed. What has done this? Well, the factors are pervasive in our culture. And they're not easily corrected. If I'm thinking, is there an answer to this? I don't think so. I think essentially what's going to have to happen is that we will continue to find ways to protect vulnerable places from people who are susceptible to this kind of acting out. What's spurring it? One, you can't give God the boot. You give God the boot, or basically what you do to God is you make him irrelevant. You may not say he doesn't belong here. You just make it so that he's kind of irrelevant. Put him on a shelf. Bring him down when you need him for something that you want. But short of that, more and more people just simply say there is no God, or if there is, he's irrelevant. So once you get rid of God, you're going to have an uptick in all this stuff. In personal misery, the research is overwhelming. Belief in a God and in living by his guidelines is one of the best things to keep you stable emotionally. So you get rid of God, then you're going to flounder around, try to find your own way. And that way is going to be shaped by a culture. And another factor is that we have the ability to, through social media, through the internet, through basically unlimited assault on traditional morality, on self-control, it's coming at you. Relentless. It's a tidal wave. It's everywhere. It's soaking people. Unfortunately, the majority of people don't respond pathologically to it, but susceptible individuals do. Another factor, I think this is particularly political, but if you look at our president, whether you like him or whether you don't, whether you agree with him, whether you don't, successfully a large portion of our influence-shaping people have made him out to be Satan. And if in fact he is Satan, then anything goes to stop him. And in fact, as the information is coming in with this particular shooter, he had some things written on the gun that spoke to this. And other factors, of course, less and less fathers in homes. Fathers could be a guiding, stabilizing influence. Less and less fathers. The culture has become just simply across the board much more violent. And people who are susceptible. I deal with a lot of folks who are emotionally pretty fragile. And if you whip them into a frenzy, they're going to hurt people. They're going to look for ways to cause devastating damage within their ability. And this is what happens. So how do you do this? You could eliminate legally every gun in this culture. You're still going to have people who are going to hurt people bad. Because at the very core of the way we're living our culture, we can't get a grip on stuff. We can't make social media accessible only to those over 18. We can't do that. We can't get rid of pornography. I watch a lot of crime shows. And these guys who create these absolutely hideous, horrible crimes almost always have been into some kind of violent, extreme, violent pornography. But we can't, what's the word I'm looking for? Keep it under control. We can't stop it. It's everywhere. All in the name of libertarianism. We all just have to have freedom to do what we want, which means you take away the moral guidelines, you take those away, anything goes. Do I think this stuff's going to keep happening? I do. When I first started on Catholic radio, Columbine was in Colorado, it was horrific. These two guys, young men, definitely into violent video games, definitely into all kinds of dark stuff through the internet. Since then, oh gosh. I was in Uvalde 2 years ago, and one of the Border Patrol agents took me around, and he showed me all the crosses of those 20 kids, those 20 elementary kids, on the square. Of a guy, young man, seriously disturbed young man, just open fire. And this kind of violence is not going to be stopped by making more laws, because the people just disobey the laws, and half the time they kill themselves, so they're not worried about any kind of legal consequences. If you don't get a culture to start putting some moral guidelines, some moral guardrails on conduct, then you're basically in trouble. You know, there's been I'm not getting into politics here. I'm just getting into facts. The number of murders in Washington, D.C. last year was more than all of the murders in 1 year in the United Kingdom. Population of the United Kingdom, 70 million. Population of D.C., about 1 million. Why is this? What is it about our culture? Until we start really taking an honest gut check look at that, this stuff's just going to keep happening. Going to keep happening. So that's my assessment on this. And it frustrates me that nobody will look, not nobody. We don't have enough of the opinion shapers and the guts in our politicians and our legal to say, all right, we better look at the factors here that are just running rampant in our society, allowing more and more of these disturbed individuals to do this. That's my rant.